because I can remember the first one I ever saw, and it was going out south of Seminole, and I didn't know what kind of environment I had found, sure enough, then. I didn't know he was a harmless little horned toad.
Oh, they look vicious, don't they?
Oh, and you know how they'll
puff
up, and well, we caught that thing on sticks and walked 5 miles in the mud, finding out what we found. So they're not very common here at all. Well, heck, I was big enough to go to oil fields before I'd ever seen or heard of one of those things.
Do you have those animals around in the low places here, the ones that'll be out at night and go kroom? You catch them and...
What do you mean, the old bullfrog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have those small green ones around here, though.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
You mean the little fellow that climbs trees, the little tree frog? Mm-hmm. We don't see so many of them here as you would do them down on the creek or the river.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't so cold tonight, well, I heard one this afternoon sometime. That pond down there, sometimes you think some old bulls are cutting up there like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's some down there that's bound to be 8 years old, doesn't look according to their voice.
Mm-hmm. Snakes had a job, yeah. Do you have those animals around here like frogs that eat insects, live around your house, maybe in the garden?
Toad frogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one in the well house. I don't know why I don't step on him, but he makes me jump nearly every time I go in there.
Were oyster suppers common here in the early days?
The what?
Oysters. Excuse me, oyster suppers.
No.
Just the things when you turn calves into steers, huh?
Oh, yeah. The mountain oyster is a term. I don't know where they got that term for that, but of course, one reason so many people don't eat it, it is such a high price delicacy to go to the meat market or the cafe to buy it that you can't afford it. Have you eaten them?
No, never have. Not that I know of.
It's one of the best pieces of a beef. Of course, now you go cut an old bull and you just roll it out and eat a chew sole, I guess. And they're rancid. They're rank smelling.
Mm.
But, you know, calves, anything up to size, we'll say that's never been out big enough to be rutting around.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you castrate them, they're not, oh, small egg size.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get them clean, cut half in two, there's two bites.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of high priced steaks, you ought to try to buy some up sometime in the meat market. It's too high to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And still you see people that won't eat them that throw it away with the pounds and pounds when they're castrated.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Never tried them, huh?
Never tried them. Just pitch them back to the dogs.
Gosh, I
think
that makes a lot of people just...
And just like B.L. lives alone down here, and his daughter lives down there, and his sister, his daughter-in-law and all. And he can't get them to cook them for him. Of course, as long as he worked here with me, why, we'd usually invite him for lunch
mm-hmm.
when we were working calves.
Mm-hmm.
But he sure liked it. Now, this is where you can, if you want to hear mountain oysters praised to the top of this world, just walk in the drugstore up at Bell's Pharmacy, Stigler, and mention it, don't mind. And he
oh,
just
is that the man you were telling about out there? Well, had 2 plates of them.
Oh, no, that is my wife's brother-in-law. That'd be, oh man, the druggist up there at Bell Farm.